Yesterday, on the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, we focused on Pope Benedict's words of how Jesus' Sacred Heart is supposed to be the heart in human hearts, that each of us, in response to the incredible love of God encapsulated in what Pope Benedict called the essential nucleus of Christianity, which is the teaching of the Sacred Heart, that that love of God is supposed to be sheared, drown our heart, that will convert it in a miracle from a heart of stone into a heart of flesh, that the Lord Jesus wishes to do in us what he mystically did with the heart of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, literally take her heart out of her body, put it within the burning fire, the burning furnace of his own heart, and then return it totally refreshed. That heart transplant occurred in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary from the first instant of her existence. From the first moment of her conception, she had an immaculate heart, a heart that reflected Christ's heart, a heart that was a fitting dwelling place of Christ's love, a heart that sought to reciprocate what she received. Today, on this feast of the Visitation in the old calendar, we're able to see two characteristics of that heart. First, in her Magnificat at the end of the Gospel reading today, she exclaimed, "My soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The heart, John Paul II would say, that magnifies the Lord can only do it when it doesn't magnify itself. To be full of the Lord, to be full of grace, to be full of God is the type of heart that the Lord gave her and wants to give us. St. Athanasius said about Mary that she conceived Jesus in her heart before she ever conceived him in her womb. And before we ever receive the Lord in Holy Communion, we're supposed to receive him spiritually within. We're supposed to prepare. We're supposed to want to become totally one with him. That's what we see with a heart that doesn't seek to please itself, but seeks to give itself to God and magnify God's glory. It's the first thing we learn about why her heart is immaculate and how our hearts are supposed to become purified. They're supposed to be purified by not even waiting for God to come in and take the heart out and give it back as if the work's all his, but are fully going before the Lord and saying, "Here is my heart. Take it, purify it, change it, give it to me back better." And obviously we do that when we go to the sacrament of confession. Second thing that we see about Mary's heart in the scene of the Visitation is how she went in haste with love to her elderly cousin Elizabeth, who had conceived a child in, let's be honest, an objectively complicated situation. So she went hastily, even though she herself was now pregnant, to go care for another. She wasn't thinking about herself. Think about it. How many 14-year-olds don't think about themselves? She wasn't thinking about herself. She wasn't even thinking about what she'd need to do to prepare to give birth to any baby, not to mention the Messiah and the Son of the Most High God. But she was thinking about what others needed. And that also shows the characteristic of a pure heart, someone who is not selfish, someone who is directed toward the love of others. We see both of these qualities, obviously, in Jesus' Sacred Heart. We see a heart that totally magnified the Lord and continues to do so, to magnify God the Father's burning love. We see one who came down from heaven with haste in order to rush to us, to help us, in order to be able to give birth ourselves to acts of love, to acts in him. But it's not enough just today to fet Mary's Immaculate Heart and say what a great heart she had. The Church has never had a stop there. Jesus didn't want us, as we spoke about yesterday, merely to thank him for his love. He wants us to enter into it, and in the same way with Mary's Immaculate Heart, the Church has long proposed for us to do a consecration to her Immaculate Heart, begging to have a heart like hers. This was one of the things that made Blessed John Paul II so great, that every day he would reiterate in the morning his act of consecration to the Blessed Mother, which finishes in that formula of Louis Grillon de Montfort, Praebe mihi cor tuum, O Maria. Give me your heart, O Mary. He wanted that heart transplant. He wanted a heart like hers, and he begged for it. It was also the secret of St. John Vianney, who described the priesthood as the love of the heart of Christ. But it was always a Marian priesthood. You know, in one of the images we have of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in our church, it's right up here in the beautiful stained glass window of St. John Vianney. As we see St. John Vianney in prayer, whom do we see over his right shoulder? It's the Blessed Virgin Mary with her Immaculate Heart burning of love. He sought to love God and serve others like her soul, magnified the Lord, and always went with haste to care for those in need. Today, as we come forward, let us ask Blessed John Paul II, let us ask St. John Vianney, let us ask St. Anthony to help us to consecrate ourselves anew to Mary's Immaculate Heart, which is a mirror for what our heart is supposed to be and can become with God's grace, purified by him in the fire of his sacrament of charity, which is the Mass.